From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana witnesses the swearing-in of its new prime minister. Defeat for Sir Lyndon Pindling in the Bahamas, but is he prepared to bow out of politics? And the Inter-American Development Bank predicts greater growth for the region. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
I, Janet Jagan, do hereby solemnly declare that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the people of Guyana.
The ceremony earlier today of Guyana's new Prime Minister Janet Jagan being sworn into office in the presence of President Sam Hinds. A founding member of the People's Progressive Party, Mrs. Jagan's previous political postings were held back in 1957 as Health and Housing Minister, and in 1963 when she assumed responsibility for Home Affairs. When I spoke to veteran journalist Ricky Singh, I asked him about the kind of prime ministerial leadership Guyana should now expect under Chetty Jagan's widow.
I would say a continuation of the peaceful process that has been evident since 1992 when her party returned to power. I think that, as your listeners would know, in an election year, there are bound to be certain political tensions, but then that campaign has not yet started. Which is a very tough, very experienced, and very influential person in the party and in the community.